On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have been debating their role in guiding Iraq policy. President Bush is planning to send over 20,000 more troops, not a popular idea in Congress. But the White House has argued that the president can prosecute the war as he sees fit, since Congress authorized military force in Iraq 4 years ago. The question now is what, if anything, lawmakers can do to rein in the president's war plans. NPR's David Wellner reports.
NPR asked Senate Democrats last month about where they stood on using Congress's power of the purse to cut off funding for the Iraq War. And not even Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, a longtime opponent of the war, would endorse the idea.
I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope cooler heads prevail and people realize that simply passing a resolution calling for a timetable to withdraw the troops by a reasonable date is the best way to go. And I'm hoping we don't have to take the more extreme steps.
But what a difference a month makes. Here's Feingold again 4 days ago.
And now Congress must use its main power, the power of the purse, to put an end to our involvement in this disastrous war. And I'm not talking here only about the surge or escalation. It is time to use the power of the purse to bring our troops out of Iraq.
Congress has made no such move yet, but speaking last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, President Bush left no doubt about how he'd respond to such action.
I will resist that. Listen, we've got people criticizing this plan before it's had a chance to work. They're saying we're not even going to fund this thing.
But such a funding cutoff is not likely to happen, according to James Lindsay, an expert on Congress and foreign policy at the University of Texas.
The problem Democrats have is that they control Congress, they don't control the White House, and it's very difficult to drive the car from the back seat.
For one thing, Lindsay says, Democrats themselves are divided over whether to use the power of the purse, since many fear they'd be seen as hurting the troops. But the other reality, he says, is that you need a two-thirds majority in each chamber to override a presidential veto.
To force the administration's hand, they have to build a veto-proof majority. Democrats are nowhere near getting a veto-proof majority. So the result is that if you know you're not going to win on the ground, you have to hope that you're going to win the political battle.
That battle will likely be fought over a non-binding resolution that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid proposed last week.
It would seem to me if there is a bipartisan resolution saying we don't support this escalation of the war, that the president's going to have to take note of that. I think that's the beginning of the end as far as I'm concerned.
Reid is confident some Senate Republicans will back such a resolution. University of Wisconsin congressional expert Kenneth Mayer said such support is crucial.
What would really get the president's attention, I think, is if he has some key Republican defections. And that would be a signal to him that the political costs of this are reaching the point where he has to change.
Mayer says Congress could also rescind its use of force resolution on Iraq, just as it eventually did with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution authorizing the Vietnam War. That could lead to a constitutional confrontation, he says, which the president might easily win. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed says the real key is public opinion.
Initially, and perhaps ultimately, the public, the country, you know, expressed through what we do in terms of these resolutions can be a check on what the president does, ultimately to check.
The president, Reed says, cannot fight a war for long that lacks public support. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.